Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Andy Jones, how many girlfriends have you had?
How many girlfriends? Now, are we talking, what's a girlfriend? We're talking elementary school. Okay, well, is that a girlfriend?
I'm assuming all these are before you were married. The number before you were married. Yeah.
But I want to know. I want to know what qualifies. Here's the deal. I've only had one girlfriend that I ever kissed.
Okay.
That's Stacy. That's
all
it.
Right,
my wife.
That's great. Yep.
So I don't have a ton of girlfriend experience.
Sure. So kindergarten through Stacy.
A handful.
Okay. Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I had a lot, but they were all young. I mean, I was young. You know?
Same thing? So, like elementary?
Nah, not really elementary. Middle school, junior high, and a little bit of ninth grade. I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically, right before I turned 16, it was Sherry, and that's all.
It.
It's all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on lockdown.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot is probably 8. I don't know. I don't know the exact number. But
mm-hmm. Under 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how about this one? Have you ever built a home or done any kind of remodel project around your place?
Never had a home built either.
Yeah.
But I've done some, some pretty good reconstruction, remodeling.
Yeah.
We had to tear out carpet and put in pergo, which was a tough job for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a place built. I mean, it was just like we're buying it, but I had to wait for it to be finished.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd go visit it every day at lunch, watch the construction, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'd walk in there at night with Sherry, and we'd get mad that there were cigarette butts on the floor.
Yeah, that's like, my subfloor.
That's getting built into my house. And it took a long time. And during that time, we had sold our home that we were living in, so we're waiting the 3 months for the home to get finished.
Yeah.
And we lived in a trailer.
Whoa.
Did you know that about me? Lived in a trailer.
A trailer?
Yep. Right here by the church at Sherry's parents' house.
Really?
Yep. We moved into the trailer, their camping trailer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have been camping. You like camping.
We didn't use the bathroom in the trailer, so we'd have to walk into the house. And so sometimes at night, you know, I mean, just like, you got to go. So, and it wasn't good lighting outside. So I'd walk out of the trailer, walk around the house. And one time, Sherry's dad had left out, I believe it was a rake. It might have been a shovel. I don't know. But I stepped on it. And it like flew up and
hit me.
Yeah.
Not like a cartoon.
I actually had a scar on my leg from it too. So that was exciting.
Yeah. It's kind of traumatic.
Well, we're doing construction here at the church and it's, you know, taking a long time and, but I'm excited about the outcome and, I'm just waiting for it.
Every day on your lunch break, you're checking the progress.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I haven't seen too many cigarette butts. Reminds me a little bit of the story in the Bible of Solomon. And he starts his rule in Israel as king strong. I mean, there's a verse that says the kingdom was firmly in Solomon's grasp. That sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, if you're king, you want to hear that. And he starts right away building the temple that his father wasn't able to build, that his dad wanted to, but it was passed on to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he built that. It took 7 years for the construction to be completed. So that's a long time. A lot of building, a lot of work, a lot of labor, a lot of resources went into it. And his next phase was building his own house. And that took 13 years. So imagine what that house looked like. That's some house.
No kidding. 13 years.
I wonder if he lived in his dad's trailer during those 20 years before his house was built. So anyway, during these years, Jerusalem, the city, the infrastructure, the economy was flourishing. He was not only building his own place, but building the city.
Yeah.
And it was thriving. And then, you know, after those 20 years of building, something really strange happened. It seems like Solomon ran out of vision, and there were no more stories about things being built. And instead, all we have in the Bible are stories about Solomon chasing after his own appetites and desires. And the Bible actually says he had 700 wives and 300 concubines.
As if that wasn't enough.
You know, I've had one woman in my life since the age of 15.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced I will still never fully figure her out. Like, I'm going to spend a lifetime trying to comprehend this woman in my life. And I don't get, I just don't understand. 1,000?
1,000, man.
what? It's really crazy.
I got to tell you, on the surface, I think a lot of guys would think like, all right. But then you think about it.
Yeah.
Like you said, just one woman. Uh-huh. She sends you, you know, right. mixed signals, mixed messages. Yeah. Yeah. Multiply that out by 1,000.
And, you know, I have a daughter. You also have, you have a couple daughters, but I feel like sometimes my wife and my daughter get grumpy or just like it's, you know, it's like they're wow. ganging up against me. So can you imagine, I don't know, a few hundred ladies mad at you all in the same weekend or whatever. Man, like that's no good.
Out of control.
Yeah. So I can't even do the math. I can't figure it out how he spent time with 1,000 ladies and how that all worked. But I believe he had no time or energy to do anything else that was purposeful.
Yeah.
So his reign, he was king for 40 years. The first 20 years full of vision, purpose, building, developing, creating. Mm-hmm. And then the last 20 years was just full of, man, like satisfying self mm-hmm. and overindulgence and lust. And really the point of all of this is we need to be careful that we don't run out of vision and that we never stop building. Not just building something for ourselves, but building for others. Solomon started out building the kingdom, building and improving the city, making a difference in people's lives, and ended up really the second half of his career just taking care of himself. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. not a good place. I don't want to be in that place where all my dreams and visions have been fulfilled and I've lost sight of purpose and all I want to do is be a consumer, satisfy myself. We need to always be building and have our sights set on that next thing that we can do that makes a difference.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.